Daring Young Men, The Heroism and Triumph of the Berlin Airlift, June 1948 to May 1949. By Richard Reeves. Narrated by Johnny Heller. Copyright 2010 by Reeves O'Neill Incorporated. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Simon & Schuster Incorporated and was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Introduction. Let's make a joint effort. Perhaps we can kick them out. Soviet Premier Joseph Stalin to Wilhelm Pieck, Communist Party leader of East Germany, March 19, 1948. We stay in Berlin, period. President Harry S. Truman on June 29, 1948, after his military and diplomatic advisory, told him there is no way for a few thousand Allied soldiers to stand up to hundreds of thousands of Red Army troops blockading the city. It was great fun. We were all together again doing an important job. Soon the summer skies were full of a monstrous gaggle of aircraft headed in the direction of Berlin. The Americans were amazing to us. We were professionals, they were amateurs, but they were just as good as we were. You'd be talking to some fellow and find out he had been a lawyer in Manhattan a couple of weeks before. Royal Air Force Lieutenant John Curtis, later Air Marshal Sir John Curtis. Tempelhof Airport is quiet now, and it will probably be gone soon if the Berlin City Council goes ahead with redevelopment plans. But there was a time, 60 years ago, when it was never silent. In 1948 and 1949, when American planes landed or took off every 45 seconds. It is an extraordinary place still, a grassy bowl enclosed on one side by a C-shaped building 3/4 of a mile long, once the largest structure in the world, a looming artifact of Hitler's architectural ambitions.